Hello, this is Sean Clemens. I'm here in Salt Lake City with my mom, Julie, at home, and I'm going to ask her some questions. All right, so first question is, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Wisconsin. Initially grew up in Milwaukee, and then when I was about 10, we moved up to Eau Claire, which is in northern Wisconsin.
Why did you guys move up?
We moved because my dad got a new job up in Eau Claire.
And which place did you like living in better? Do you remember much of where you lived in Milwaukee?
I don't remember that much about it, but I just remember both places were nice. I liked them both.
What kind of stuff did you guys do there?
Well, in Milwaukee, we did a lot of stuff by the lake because we were right on Lake Michigan, so we'd go to the beach quite a bit. But at that point in time, Lake Michigan was kind of still polluted, and the lake or the beach wasn't that nice. In Eau Claire, that's where I really got into skiing when we moved to Eau Claire.
What age did you start skiing?
Oh, probably when I was 8.
And how did you get introduced to skiing?
Our family would go skiing up in a little ski area by just north of Milwaukee. We'd go with two other families, and we kind of all learned to ski in this little ski area.
Okay. Did your all your siblings ski?
We all skied, we all learned at the same time, and my mom and dad skied, and my brothers skied, and it was just kind of a fun weekend family event that we would do.
Just out of curiosity, when you grew up skiing, was there such thing as snowboarding?
No, snowboarding didn't come along until I was quite a bit older.
Okay. Have you ever thought about trying snowboarding, or have you ever snowboarded at all?
I've thought about snowboarding, but at the time I was thinking about doing that, I realized, I just didn't want to get hurt. And snowboarding, when you're first learning, you can tend to get slammed down quite a bit. So I decided I didn't need to learn snowboarding.
Have you, like, when you started learning skiing, did you ever fall really bad or get hurt injured?
I had a lot of falls, but I never got injured until later on when I was racing. That's when I actually got injured.
When did you start, like, racing and getting more serious about skiing?
I started getting into racing probably when I was about 10 years old, and we would go to this ski area called Telemark in northern Wisconsin, up by Hayward, Wisconsin. And we go there almost every weekend, and they had a ski team. Kind of interesting because Lindsey Vonn's dad actually was a ski coach at Telemark. Not when I was there, but right before I was there. So, anyway, it was a big ski program there, and that's when I really started getting into it.
Okay, it's fun. So the next question is, besides skiing while growing up in Wisconsin, what were some of your favorite things or activities to do as just a kid growing up?
Oh, well, I grew up in this neighborhood, and it was a neighborhood where we had a lot of kids in the neighborhood. And it was a great place to grow up because there was this group of us that would just get together and do things in this central area. So there's probably, a group of 15 kids, and we get together and play softball. In the winter, we do hockey. We do all sorts of activities. So it was a really fun neighborhood group where, every day you come home from school and you go out and you'd meet all these kids, and we'd be doing some activity, some sport or another. And
So you guys were always really active and.
Yeah. Yeah. And back in those days, I mean, you didn't have to worry about a whole lot. We just would ride our bikes around the neighborhood and kind of just be on our own and really had a great time.
What kind of stuff would you guys do as like a family and stuff like
well,
that growing
probably
up?
Some of my best memories were going up to a friend's. We had a family who had a cottage on a lake in northern Wisconsin, and so we would go up in the summer. We'd go up to their lake cottage and spend time up there and water ski and do a lot of things on the water, just hang out. These two families that we would do this with were families that we grew up with, that we'd known ever, you know, most of our lives. They were the same families that we learned to ski with. Anyway, so we going up to this lake in Wisconsin, just had such a fun time with these two families and the kids, and learned how to water ski and learned how to do a lot of stuff on the water.
Okay. Another question I have is kind of growing up and getting into your more like adult stage or teenager stage, what was your first job and what was that experience like?
Well, so my first job was working at a bank. I worked as a check filer, or basically that was back in the days when you would have to manually file paper checks of different different accounts, and so it was it was a job and it was nice to earn money, but it was a little bit boring.
What how old were you when you started that?
I was 16.
16.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. How long did you work there for?
I just would go work in the summer. So I, at that time, I was going to high school out in Vermont, and I come home for the summer and work at the bank.
So you went to high school in Vermont?
I went to high school in Vermont.
What part of Vermont?
It's in the Northeast Kingdom. It's by a town called St. Johnsbury.
And how old were you at the time?
I went out there when I was 16.
So why did you go to high school in Vermont when your family lived in Wisconsin?
Well, because when I was growing up, my dream was to be a world-class ski racer, to ski in the Olympics, to ski on the U.S. ski team. And so I got very passionate about ski racing. And ski racing, it was very hard to make it as a ski racer if you just raced in Wisconsin or in the Midwest. So there was a ski racing academy that started up in Vermont, and it focused solely on developing world-class ski racers, and it was the first school of its kind. And I was lucky enough to have, my parents were supportive in wanting me, helping me pursue my dream. And so that was, if I was going to make the U.S. ski team, if I was going to make the Olympics, my best chance of doing that was to go to a school like this so that I could really reach my full potential.
Mm-hmm. And did you go to this school all of your high school?
Well, I went junior year. So I went junior year, senior year, and then I stayed one more year after I graduated. It was a postgraduate year.
And what did you do like in that year?
That year I took classes at the local college and still skied. I mean, it was kind of my final chance to make the U.S. ski team. I was going to give it one more year, see if I could do it, and before I went to college.
Mm-hmm. And going back on that first job, so how long or what got to the point where, like, you had enough of it and wanted to move on, or...
Well, it was mainly just, it was just a summer job. And so, you know.
Did you only do it just for one summer? Or did you do it a couple years in a row?
I mean, I worked at the bank a few summers, but in just different departments and different functions. So, and all the jobs that I had at the bank were pretty routine sort of jobs, pretty repetitive. So they weren't that exciting, but but they were, you know, they were good. Good jobs for a kid, and I got just to make a little money.
And so then my next question is, what brought you to Utah?
So I came out here to Utah because I had finished my year in Vermont, my postgraduate year in Vermont, and I was deciding where to go to college, and I was going to go, had been accepted, and was all planning to go to Colorado in Boulder, mm-hmm. University of Colorado in Boulder. And then one of my coaches at Burke, the school that I went to in Vermont, decided to come out to Utah and was going to go to school out here, and then he was going to coach the women's ski team out at the University of Utah. So I ended up coming to Utah because this coach was going to come here.
Okay. And how was your experience like living in Utah for the first time and skiing the mountains?
Well, Utah's a lot different than Wisconsin, a lot different than Vermont. And so it you know, took a little bit of getting used to because it's a little different culture out here. The skiing is so much better than it is, or so much more pleasant than it is in Wisconsin and than it is in Vermont. The weather is better, the snow is better. So